Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Development in the gubernatorial race. Nicholson, Kevin Nicholson, has announced for governor. He lay in the weeds. He's not all that particular what government job he gets. Want to run for the Senate. Waiting around, like cat waiting for a mouse, for Ron Johnson to decide. Ron Johnson's running for re-election. Nicholson then says, oh, I've always wanted to be governor. Well, if you always wanted to be governor, why didn't you run for governor early? Why'd you lie in the weeds? Lay in the weeds. Now he's running for governor against Clayfish in the primary. This is going to be a bruising primary, and this is all good for the state. Makes it a lot more likely that Evers will be reelected. Here's what Nicholson said at his announcement. Quote, Clayfish is part of a tired political class that lacks vision, ability, and the will to fight. Right on. That's true, by the way. That's just the only truthful thing that Nicholson's ever said that I've ever read. Wait a minute. There was one other thing. He asked, what do you think of Clayfish? He said, I think she's as dumb as a bag of hammers. That's true, too. But so is Nicholson. It's pot calling the kettle black. The consequences of an election like that, slugging it out, this is the end of January. We're almost into February. The primary is in August. About 6 months. There's going to be 6 months of campaign. This Richard Eline, this Eline from Illinois, not part of the Milwaukee Elines. Milwaukee Elines are philanthropists, by and large, good people. This guy, Eline from Illinois, has contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to the Republican Party, usually the most right-wing people. And he has said that he will spend whatever it takes to elect Nicholson as governor. That's what he said. His wife gave about 200 grand to Clayfish before Nicholson got in. So everybody's going, oh, maybe he'll abandon Nicholson. Well, he's not abandoning Nicholson. When you're a candidate for governor and you have basically one source of money, one guy, you are going to toe the line with that guy. That guy wants something, he's going to get it. Why, in effect, should a guy from Illinois, even though he is quite wealthy, be permitted to be the surrogate governor of Wisconsin? You think that that is in the tradition of fighting Bob La Follette, of Pat Lucey, or for that matter, of Lee Dreyfus or Warren Knowles, Tommy Thompson or Tony Earle, any of them? And the answer is no, it's not. I don't think that goes over in Wisconsin. Clayfish is the Duchess of Foxconn. What's really going on here? The Republicans know that they can't win. They cannot win with Clayfish. He's a lightweight, incompetent. So they want anybody in there. But this guy, Nicholson, remember in 2018, he's the guy that publicly said Democrats who are veterans are traitors to their country because they're Democrats. And that went over quite poorly with me and a lot of other veterans. And I challenged him to debate, said, you're full of it. He chickened out. He wouldn't debate. He wouldn't debate. He's bad news. So you have a lightweight Clayfish against a guy who's being bankrolled by one guy out of Illinois. This is all good in the sense that this is all going to come to light. These people aren't going anywhere. Going to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, Gary?
Yeah, Matt. Hey, you know, I'm still this Ukraine deal. I'm sorry, it's a terrible subject. But they live over there, and they got 14,000 people supposedly. Trench warfare this year. They show trenches. They're being sniped at from Russia. I mean, of course, Crimea was taken over, which I don't think should have happened. But that's a hell of a way to live in today's world. That can't be that way. I don't know. You got to stop Russia. They're like a bear knocked on the door. They're going to come in, devour, then go to the next place and devour that. So I don't know. I have an absolute solution. What do you think? That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a key foreign policy question right now. We just sent F-15s to Estonia. And there are also jets from Belgium. NATO is getting behind that part of the eastern flank. Estonia has a has a border with Russia, and Russians occasionally sneak in and kidnap people in Estonia, say they betrayed Russia, even though they're Estonian citizens. There are Danish fighters that have gone to Lithuania. We are calling up 8,500 U.S. troops to join the 40,000-troop NATO response force. Turkey, which is part of NATO, has warned Russia against invading Ukraine. Finland and Sweden are now considering joining NATO. They haven't so far. Here is the deal. Here is the deal. With Russia, yeah, they have nuclear weapons. Russia is very weak. Its economy is about the size of Italy's, even though it's a much bigger country. It's an international skunk. What it really is, it's a gas station located on a garbage dump in a bad neighborhood. Up through the 19th century, they had a vibrant culture. They produced Dostoevsky, Pushkin, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, great mathematicians. Then they went communist. And you had Stalin, 20 million people killed, and the Gulag. Their contribution to literature in the 20th century was simply to write about how bad it was in the Gulag. They had a brief moment of liberalism in the 1990s. Then Putin blew up some apartment buildings in Moscow, blamed it on Chechen Islamic rebels, which was false. He blew it up himself. And now he's president until 2036. For 36 years, he'll be president. He's a killer. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He assassinated a guy in London. He assassinated a guy in Berlin. But he is very, very afraid of superior power. Remember something. We have about 10 aircraft carriers that are superb. They have one aircraft carrier that doesn't work. You can't launch planes off it. So they pull up to the shore, offload the planes, fly them off of airfields and say it's a carrier. After I was in the Navy, we'd see the Russian fleet in the Med. They had one of their ships break down and the American Navy had to go in and supply them with fresh water so that in the sake of the crew, so that they repaired their boilers. They're pathetic. They have all these troops, they're posturing, it's impotent. It's sort of like Kim Jong-un firing off missiles, knowing he can't do anything. What Putin has done is backfired. He's unified Europe against him. I'm very concerned about the Germans. They're very weak. They have a socialist green government. You know what they did? They sent 5,000 helmets to Ukraine. 5,000 helmets. Everybody laughed at them. But the truth is the UK and these other countries know better. France is trying to go rogue and negotiate with the Ruskies on their own. It's not going to do any good. We have got to shut them down economically if they go further into Ukraine. Get them off the SWIFT system, the Society of Worldwide Interbank Transactional Communications. We've got to shut down Nord Stream 2. We've got to invoke our supply contracts so people can't sell them any chips, semiconductors, shut down their electronics industry. Putin, you don't retire from a position like Putin. You get assassinated and another murderer comes in. He knows it. He's riding the back of a tiger. I'm optimistic, believe it or not. I feel badly for Ukraine. We've got to stand with Ukraine. But what Putin has done, he'll do in Poland, Lithuania. By the way, Ukraine and Lithuania used to be part of Poland. He's picking it off one at a time. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. I'm signing off for today.